Up to now, he had never actually laid it on Hank as to how he knew what he knew about his suspects. He himself as Fred, the effective screening device, carried the information. But now, audio and holo scanners, which did not automatically edit out as did his verbal report all identifying mention of himself, there would be Robert Arctor tinkering with the holos when they malfunctioned, his face mushrooming up to fill the screen. But on the other hand, he would be the first to replay the storage tapes he could still edit. Except that it would take time and care. But edit out what? Edit out Arctor? Entirely? Arctor was the suspect. Just Arctor when he went to fiddle with the hollows. "I'll edit myself out," he said, "so you won't see me, as a matter of conventional protection." "Of course. You haven't done this before?" Hank reached to show him a couple of pictures. "You use a bulk erasing device that wipes out any section where you as the informant appear. That's the hollows, of course. For audio, there's no set policy followed. You won't have any real trouble, though. We take it for granted that you're one of the individuals in Arctor's circle of friends who frequent that house. You are either Jim Barris or Ernie Luckman or Charles Freck or Donna Hawthorne." "Donna," he laughed. The suit laughed, actually, in its way. "Or Bob Arctor," Hank continued, studying his list of suspects. "I report on myself all the time," Fred said. "So you will have to include yourself from time to time in the holotapes you turn over to us, because if you systematically edit yourself out, then we can deduce who you are by a process of elimination, whether we want to or not. What you must do, really, is edit yourself out in, what should I call it? An inventive, artistic, hell, the word is creative way. As, for instance, during the brief intervals when you're in the house alone and doing research, going through papers and drawers, or servicing a scanner within view of another scanner. Or
you should just send someone to the house once a month in a uniform," Fred said, "and have him say, 'Good morning, I'm here to service the monitoring devices covertly installed on your premises, in your phone, and in your car.' Maybe Arctor would pick up the bill."
"Arctor would probably off him and then disappear."
"The scramble suit," Fred said. "If Arctor is hiding that much, that's not been proved."
"Arctor may be hiding a great deal. We've got more recent information on him gathered and analyzed. There is no substantial doubt of it. He is a ringer, a $3 bill. He is phony. So keep on him until he drops, until we have enough to arrest him and make it stick."
"You want stuff planted?"
"We'll discuss that later."
"You think he's up high in the, the SD agency?"
"What we think isn't of any importance in your work," Hank said. "We evaluate. You report with your own limited conclusions. This is not a put-down of you, but we have information, lots of it, not available to you. The broad picture, the computerized picture."
"Arctor is doomed," Fred said, "if he's up to anything. And I have a hunch from what you say that he is."
"We should have a case on him this way soon," Hank said, "and then we can close the book on him, which will please us all."